Daily Drive is brought to you by Joyson Safety Systems. Joyson Safety Systems is proud to be part of an industry that shows resilience and determination in the fight against COVID-19. Our team is committed to saving lives, even if that means shifting our focus from automotive safety to medical safety, because safety is our middle name.
I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Wednesday, May 27th. There are few names in the retail sector larger than the Bergstrom name. But it's not just because the Bergstrom family has nearly one of every automotive brand under its retail rooftop. It's not even the generations of ownership that have led to the creation of a successful business that ranks it as one of the top 50 retailers in the United States, or the reverence in the industry among respected industry leaders, from automakers to dealer groups, large or small. The Bergstrom name means community. It's the fabric of Wisconsin, leading and lending a helping hand to all members of its community, from Appleton to Green Bay to Madison to all parts in between. And during these challenging 10 weeks, the Bergstroms have brought their community together, helping associates and guests handle the ramifications of a pandemic. It's meant the acceleration of online buying and creating a safe workplace for its team members. And it's meant lending a helping hand. In one particular instance, which John Bergstrom will share with our audience, it's also meant everything for those who needed it the most. We've reached John Bergstrom in Neenah, Wisconsin. John Bergstrom, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Morning, Jason. I look forward to hearing from you and having your team get us up to date every day.
Well, thank you very much. Get us up to date a little bit on where things stand in Wisconsin these days for you and all of your many team members.
Our governor opened the state up last week, Monday, and we're starting week 10 today with our service departments open, sales departments open, wearing masks, limiting how many people come in, being very careful. On the other hand, our guests really appreciate it, thank us, and are also very serious about staying safe. You certainly have the people that think that it, in some way or another, we're being too careful. But by and large, our teammates very much appreciate the fact we're doing it, and our guests, for the most part, do. Our business is running about 70% on fixed right now. It's growing little by little. So today will be our eighth day. Our new car business, especially trucks, is going fairly well. We're running about 80% of plan. Used is dragging a little in the 70s, but by and large, things are going fairly well. We have all 1,700 teammates working today, and I'm happy for them, happy for our company, and proud of the fact that they've all hung in there. We've had a couple challenges with people getting sick, and we've dealt with that appropriately, and they know we care, and we're certainly helping in any way we can.
John, we're such a long way from mid-February when you and I were on stage together at NADA talking about how the year was going to roll out. We had a great start to January. I think everybody in the industry felt confident about February. But describe for me what March was like for you in what you could, neither one of us, anyone, could have possibly foreseen.
The first 11 weeks of the year were way above guide. We were optimistic. I think March 17th or 18th, we probably would have thought everything was just fine. And March 21st, we went into a real serious challenge in all of our businesses, but especially here in Wisconsin, where we had some challenges early. So we've worked our way through it. It's been amazingly important that we had started on the line of doing business on the internet and actually training our teams to sell cars online using DocuSign. We were very fortunate that we had been started on that plan before this all hit. It is amazing how it accelerated, though. So today, we're a significant amount of what we sell is online and with no face-to-face contact, where we put it in the driveway. And we do it everywhere from an entry-level small passenger car all the way to the most expensive luxury car, all brands. And we're not seeing a pattern of anybody resisting it. In fact, we think more and more that's how it's going to happen.
So in some ways, we see a bit of permanence come out of this, if you will.
More than a few. There's been a significant change. And we've had a lot of things helping us, Jason, when we got the problematic stuff, obviously, but inexpensive gas and the availability of money and the low cost of money are both really helping. And manufacturer incentives are making a big difference. There's some positive things going that help our whole online where we're working to try and drive that. So I think we're going to see this continue even as we come out to having more of a traditional opportunity. I think more and more people are going to shop from home.
What did you learn about your team during the last 10 weeks, John?
Well, I'm incredibly proud of them because we never shut down a day to take care of the medical community, the first responders, the people that had to run. We took care of them night and day, and it was very hard because we ended up in a situation where you couldn't get parts. So your parts department was kind of your new car, used car inventory for a while, which is, we all know, not a very good habit. But when you have to make a decision on how you're going to get it to work, that's what we did. I'm incredibly proud of our team. And they hung in there through this whole thing. And it's certainly been challenging for them at home as well as at work. So I even more appreciate it.
Your organization has always been so philanthropic and gives back to your own communities in such major ways. How hard hit was the area and how have you tried to help them?
Okay. I don't share these things to be self-serving here, but maybe to help other people in other communities that run auto dealership operations. One thing we did was we have five Boys and Girls Clubs in the communities where we have major facilities. So whether it was Green Bay or Appleton, Menasha, Oshkosh, Madison, we partnered with them and said, how can we help you? And instead of traditional marketing, which we all cut back, we took a certain amount of that funding that we would normally use and set it up so that we could help them. In fact, in June, we're going to run a promotion asking the communities to help us, to help the Boys and Girls Clubs. And we're buying the personal protection equipment they need to reopen. Because for the last 8 weeks, what we were running is kitchens to supply food for these kids, but we couldn't let them in the facilities. It was really challenging. And so now, as these in Wisconsin, they're going to open the Boys and Girls Clubs the second week in June. We're helping them with the money to get this equipment because they don't have the money in their budgets, and it's not that much. And I would suggest to other auto dealership groups to consider doing it. It's one place where you can help a tremendous amount of young people without spending a whole tremendous amount of money and make a real difference. So, but there's a lot of ways, and I'm so impressed with the dealership community and what they do to help others. And I always have been. It is just one of the hallmarks of what an automotive retailer does, and it's nonstop.
John, I know that you're very closely connected with other members of the retail community from across the country. What did you learn from them that you could apply to your situation around your own stores?
Well, I do, like you have all of us in this business, you have a group of friends you talk with all the time. I think the biggest single benefit is the decision-making philosophy can be so much better if you're talking with six or eight of your friends that you really respect on how they do it, because you have to react appropriately, but you don't want to overreact too. And you also have to be financially responsible as you go through it. We also watch the public companies very carefully because first off, it's very transparent. If they do anything of significance, it's a public document thing. Their quarterly reports, you can learn a lot. And the thing that helped me the most was the fact that if you listen to the media, the mainline media, you'd think the end of the world was here. And if we watch the automotive retail business, it was certainly challenging, especially at the front end of this, but we're coming out of this. And it gave you hope, and it also gave you a chance to learn what other people are doing that has helped their organization move forward.
When you consider where we go from here, John, now you see glimmers of hope. Week 10 looks better than many other previous weeks. I'm guessing that that you have a lot of faith that as Wisconsin reopens and as summertime takes hold and buying patterns shape up, that we might be okay coming out of this.
Yeah, I think better than okay. I think we're going to be just fine. I think we're going to have a different business, as we alluded to earlier. And we have to make sure we keep our people safe, our teammates go home to their families. In a lot of cases, they have people at risk at their home. We got to take care of them. And that's not going to change. And there's an expense to that. It's more expensive to do business. And it's clunkier right now to do business. We got to get better at it. But there's also a very optimistic, positive type feel. As long as we just don't have COVID take off on us again. We just got to use social distancing and use good judgment. And a little bit of a different thing, I found it ironic that Lambeau Field this year, our Green Bay Packers, are hosting the Lions for our opening game September 20th at noon. So I suspect we're going to probably have 200 people from the Packer organization and 200 from the Lions organization in Lambeau Field. So we're going to have 81,000 empty seats, but we're going to have wonderful television coverage, and it'll be fun. And I'm sure that type of stuff coming is really going to help. You see NASCAR starting a little bit, and you saw golf a little bit, and you see all of this stuff. I think it's going to help America and get us going again.
Since we have you and since you brought it up, is that how you believe the path goes forward for professional sports is by severely limiting crowds, as we've seen in other countries?
I'm certainly not the spokesperson for professional sports, but I do believe as an independent observer that that's where we're going to start. And everybody has to be careful. It's just like running our dealership business. We have to be careful. And we are responsible to make sure that people don't get sick if we can reasonably take care of them. So, yeah, I think that's where we're going.
Wonderful. Well, John, we wish you, your family, and all of your Bergstrom teammates the best of health going forward.
Thank you, Jason. And I want to repeat where I started. We appreciate very much what Automotive News and your family do for all of us in this business, because you are the main spokespeople. You are the people that keep the information going. And without that, there'd be a tremendous void. And so thank you for doing that. And we look forward to better days going forward.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and we look forward to the same. Thank you, John Bergstrom. We reached John Bergstrom in Neenah, Wisconsin. And that's Daily Drive for Wednesday, May 27th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of these stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Thursday. And now, a word from our sponsor.
At Joyson Safety Systems, safety is our middle name. It's in everything we do. Our team is committed to saving lives, even if that means shifting our focus from automotive safety to medical safety. We are honored to join our colleagues and competitors in the fight against COVID-19 by quickly pivoting to produce vital equipment and supplies. Joyson Safety is grateful to be part of an industry that is fiercely competitive and equally compassionate and collaborative when the world needs us. To date, we have worked in collaboration with OEM customers to engineer and produce reusable medical isolation gowns and adjustable belts for breathing respirators at JSS facilities across North America. Our production of polyester woven fabric was re-engineered to create medical tents in coronavirus hot zones. And we thank several of our global locations that are producing millions of medical masks every week. Together, our industry has saved lives. We are humbled by the numerous companies and industries that have taken steps to combat this virus, putting people over profits. We see acts of selflessness like this as proof that our world will prevail after these bleak times. At Joyson Safety Systems, we are proud to have played a role in helping restore the health and safety of people across the globe, because safety is our middle name.